today. Tomorrow never comes. There is only ever today, here and now. It is said, never put off till tomorrow what can be done today. More than anything, this applies to aspiration, meditation, self-transformation, perfection, and God-realization. All day, every day, we detour and delay. We postpone, prevaricate, and procrastinate our inner journey. We meditate because we have already learned the supreme lesson. Everything we seek is already within us. What then are we waiting for? What possible justification can there be for delay? Truth be told, even though we know infinite peace, light, and bliss await us, we are afraid. Though we are not happy with our present lives, we fear the unknown and so resist change. Better to stay in the prison cell of our finite awareness than to leap from the cliff of the known into the infinite unknown. So, for today, we delay. Also, we feel unworthy. We have done so many wrong things, thought so many negative thoughts, failed so many times in so many ways. How can we possibly deserve the bliss of liberation, the rapture of enlightenment? Surely these rewards are for some future self, if at all. So, for today, we delay. And we assume we have eternity at our disposal. We are told the journey of self-discovery is so long and arduous. There is so much hard work ahead of us, and at the same time, we are assured that someday we shall inevitably reach the goal. So, for today, we delay. To embrace today is to launch into action, wholehearted, unreserved, consecrated action. In action alone is our salvation. To embrace today is not only advisable, it is indispensable. For delay equals decay. Decay imperils tomorrow. Delay kills today. Today means no delay, for there is only ever today.